Let us turn our Bibles to the text that we just read in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Now, those of us who drive or who is familiar with the highway code would have noticed that there are many signs that warn you what you must not do. In fact, even for pedestrians, even if you don't drive, but you do use the roads. And yes, we need to be aware of such things also. Signs such as like no speeding, no entry, no parking, and no crossing. Okay, thank you. Right, so there are these signs that we do see around as we walk along the road, as we use the road. But there are also road signs that we see that advise us what we should do as we use the roads in case we forget and get ourselves into dangerous situation as we are on the road. Examples of such signs which tells us what to do for our safety is like slow down, give way, reduce speed, danger, stop. Or many times we see, especially along construction site, along the road, there's this sign that says, pedestrian this way, right? So if you obey, then you will be more safe. Now, all these highway codes and signages are meant to remind us, those who drive and those who use the roads, that we may use the roads safely for the safety of one another. And notice that they warn you what you must not do, and also what you must do in order to not to get anyone hurt, right, as we use the roads. Now, as we live our Christian life and walk along the narrow path of the way, there are also warning signs given to us that we must take note of in order that we may not get into dangerous situation in our spiritual walk in this world with the Lord. And there are warnings what we must not do and also what we must do. The Apostle Paul exhorts us in this passage in Romans chapter 1 and 2, and especially in verse 2. He says, be not conformed, but be transformed. And this is our focus for this morning's message on the renewing of our minds in Christ. Be not conformed, but be transformed. So we are warned not to be conformed to this world. Well, what is it to conform? What does it mean to conform? To conform is to fashion a life, to follow the same pattern. And so if we are to conform to this world, then we'll be following after the fashion and the pattern of this world. We'll be doing the things that people of the world are doing. Our minds and our character will be shaped by the values of this world. Paul exhorts us here that we should not be doing that. Believers are not to conform, not to follow the fashion of the world. Is there anyone here who is following the fashion, the style and the way of the people in the world? The way they live, the way they spend their leisure, the way they dress, the way they enjoy music, rock music in particular, rock style, the way they love, the way they defile the sanctity of marriage and sex, having premarital affair, is a norm for them. Indulging freely in pornography, unmarried people and even married people too. But the Bible tells us marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And the people in the world, the way they socialize, how do they do it? Very oftentimes they indulge in alcoholic drinking. which the Bible is replete of warnings of the dangers in drinking and getting drunk. Yes, the Bible tells us, do not get drunk with wine, for that is reckless living. In fact, our biblical standard is total abstinence. Not just a little sip will do. No, we need to be careful even to avoid even using alcohol in our food and in our cooking. If you are a Christian and you think that such ways of the world are acceptable, well, let us be clear that it is not acceptable according to the will of God. The Bible says so. Do not follow the fashion, do not follow the pattern, do not follow the ways of the world. And there's a parallel passage given by another apostle, Peter. And you can see how important, right, this matter is, that the Lord God Almighty should have used the Apostle Paul and then also Peter to exhort us what not to do, right? Even as we are in the world, our lifestyle. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, that we are to be as obedient children. So speaking to children of God, those who have confessed a faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, born again, saved, they are children of God. And what are they to do? They are not to fashion themselves according to our former lust. So Peter says, right? Obedient children are not to fashion ourselves according to our former lust. Yes, before we become Christians or saints, we might have been living a lifestyle that is very unholy, ungodly, very worldly. And we did many things the world is doing now. The people in the world, they are doing now, indulging in sinful pleasures of this earthly life. And we committed sins without realizing that they were wrong and wicked, how wicked and how wrong we had been. But regardless, whether we know or not, whether we're ignorant or deliberate, it is still sin. Right? Sin is still sin before the Lord God Almighty, even though we may not be aware or not. Yes, we are the children of the thrice holy God, and we need to flee from such former lusts and sin, and not to fashion ourselves after the sinfulness of the world anymore again. And this is an act of obedience as being a child of God. Remember that the love of the world is enmity towards God. The love of the world is not in accordance with the will of God. Satan is the prince of the world. And if we conform ourselves to the world, we are conforming to Satan and his ways. That's what he wants us to do, even as Christians. And he's our greatest enemy, and the enemy of our Lord. Could we make friends with the enemy of our Lord? If we conform to the world, then we'll be pleasing Satan. We'll be making friends with him. The Lord says that we are no more of the world because he has chosen us out of the world. We are not of the world because our Lord is not of the world. We may be in the world, but we are not of the world. The world should hate us, actually, because we belong to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, just like the world hates our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if the world hates us not, well, let us be very careful. Perhaps we are still part of the world. Are we having many good friends of the world? Who are your best friends? Do we long to be with these friends of the world more than to be with God's people, whom we have come to know more and more as we grow in our Christian life? Please remember that when we gather with our Christian brethren, well, the Lord is present there, right? Where two or three are gathered in his name, the Lord is there. But then if we are present or gathered with our friends of the world, on the contrary, right, these unbelievers who are doing worldly things, and we gather with them to listen to their rock music, right, and watching sensuous show, indulging in those loose and filthy joking and talking, well, you can be sure the Lord is not there, and the Lord is not well-pleasing, but rather the devil is there. Are we living our life no different from once we were before, once that we have become Christian? Are we living our life as if that we are not of God but of the world? What does a man of the world do? Well, he has no regard of God. He has no regard for spiritual things. His God is his belly. His minds are of earthly things, filled with earthly things. Are we conforming ourselves to the same pattern and letting our minds and character be formed by the values and systems of the world? The world worships self, pride, possessions, riches, honor, sinful pleasures and revelings. Yes, the world, the people of the world, they go for such things. To them, they go for gold. They don't go for God. They play. They don't pray. You know, there was once I was passing by a showroom for a luxurious condominium in Pasir Ris. And they've got these big advertisements put up. And these signs, they have got words to attract people to buy their units. And they have words like this: play, relax, luxury. Right? So these are the words that they use in order to sell their product. Such is the lifestyle of the world. Right? That's how they attract people. They know the people of the world. They like to play, they like to relax, they like to be in luxury. And so they promote their condominium this way. Well, it is not that we Christians cannot play and relax, but we must not indulge in doing these things and putting them first in our place and to putting them place before God in our lives. Yes, before we become Christians, we might have been guilty of indulging in many revelings in life, especially on Saturday evenings. What do we do on Saturday evenings? Have we been indulging in doing a lot of worldly things instead of preparing to come before the Lord in worship on Sunday morning? Well, we could have been doing that, right, before we were believers. But now that we have become children of God, born again in the Spirit, begotten of God, well, we should be obediently coming to church each Lord's Day and even bringing someone to church and preparing to come to worship the Lord on the Lord's Day. Do we not prepare to worship the Lord and sometimes even not coming to church, missing church so easily, so readily and so conveniently? And especially now with the COVID-19, many people are still not coming and using COVID-19 as an excuse not to come. They're allowed to come. How come they are at empty seats? Right? We are allowed to come now. And why are we not coming? Are we conforming to the world? Let us not conform to the world to party away the nights before the Lord's Day and dancing away and drinking somewhere instead of staying at home to pray and to prepare to come to worship the Lord, to meet up with the Lord. The Word of God tells us, be not conformed. But the world says, to conform. The devil says to conform. And to conform is to do what our non-Christian friends and colleagues are doing. Do we follow and obey the pattern of life and behavior of those who know not God? Are we easily swayed by what our friends say to us? And we go along with their ways. Do we not copy the way that they are doing? Let us not be a copycat, right? If they cheat, they tell lies, and they do evil and they do immoral things, like listening to worldly music, disobeying their parents, and behave rudely at home and in public and indulging in sins, and very commonly men and women staying together but not as husband and wife, do we follow what they do? Well, if we do what they do, then we are conforming with the world, which God forbids us to do, and God hates it. The Bible tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Right? So we are not to do that, to conform to the world. But what are we to do? We are to be transformed. And that is that we are to be changed. Change for the better in our moral character. Yes, there must be a change in our life once that we have become Christians. We are born again. There must be repentance from our old sinful ways. We must turn away from our old ways. The word repentance is a change of the mind, a turning back of the mind from our sinful desires, from our sinful thoughts. And what that we love to do before, we hate to do that now. What that we used to think of, those sinful thoughts, we stop wanting to think of them. Yes, this is what we are to do, to be transformed. And the word transform is where we get the word metamorphosis. Metamorphosis, I believe many of us know what it is. In metamorphosis of a life cycle of an insect, for example, the butterfly, we know that the caterpillar is changed into a pupa, and then finally, a beautiful butterfly emerges. And that is what a Christian should be, right? We are transformed from a wretched sinner into a godly saint. No more a wretched sinner, but a godly saint. From unholiness to holiness. From unrighteousness unto righteousness. That's a transformation that we all should go through. And this transformation is with the help, of course, of the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. All those who are born again and receive the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, they have the Holy Spirit indwelling in them. And the Holy Spirit will help us to do this transformation. In the passage in 2 Corinthians 3:18, Paul says, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Right? So by the Spirit of the Lord, we sinners who have become saints are changed into the same image from glory to glory. To become more and more Christ-like, we are changed to become more and more Christ-like, like Christ, into the same image of Christ by the Spirit of the Lord. And what is Christ-likeness? We hear it so often, to be Christ-like. Are you Christ-like? Well, to answer this, ask yourself these questions. Is Jesus really Lord over your life? We call the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, right? When we receive the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But is He Lord over your life? Is He your Master? Do you come to Him to seek Him for guidance and help through prayer? In times, especially when you get into trouble, is He your purpose for living? The goal of your life? The aim of your life? Is Christ shining in your life? Do you have friends? Do your friends know that you are Christian? They can see the Christ-likeness in you. Or are you trying to hide the truth that you are a child of God, that you are Christian? Because you are not transformed. You are still conforming to the world, to the lifestyle of the world, to the pattern of the world, to the old way of life. And so you may be ashamed to let others know that you are actually a new creature. You are a Christian. Actually, being a Christian should be impossible to hide. Right? Once you are truly a Christian, it should be impossible for you to hide. Because if you are truly a Christian, naturally you will shine for the Lord if you are Christ-like. The Lord Jesus Christ says that ye are the light of the world. And if you are to visit or climb to the top of a lighthouse, right, for example, well, you'll see that in the lighthouse, there is a light that saves lives. During storms, in the sea especially. And what it does is that it beams a light far and wide into the sea in a night. And so it may be totally dark in the sea, kilometers away, and in poor weather. But when the people look at the land and with the lighthouse, they can see the beam of light. And then they'll sail towards the land. So it will be virtually impossible for anyone to miss that light. Right, while in sea, because it is so bright, and the only way that a light cannot be seen is that when it is not lit. And this is how it is for us too. If we are not shining out in the darkness for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and if it is not clear that we are His by the way that we live our life, then it is simply because we are not lit. The light in us is not shining forth. Perhaps, why is it so? It is that it is not polished by the Word of God. We are dull and we cannot shine forth the light of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are not reflecting Christ in our life because we are not focusing upon Him and upon His Word. We are not spending time to live our life to be Christ-like. Worse still, it may be that the light of Christ is not in you. That means you may be a pseudo-Christian. Are we transformed into Christ-likeness? Or are we still conforming to the world? Those who are flocking to the charismatic churches and they say that it is perfectly okay, well, to continue to live a worldly lifestyle, well, they are deceiving themselves and God. And the devil is behind all such thoughts, even as he's the great deceiver. For one who is in Christ and wants to be like Christ, he will feel uncomfortable, right, to have such kind of lifestyle. If he's found still conforming to the world, if you're truly a child of God or born again, you cannot be living a life that is conforming to the world. Once I had a chat with a car mechanic about Christianity. Well, he had been attending a charismatic church, but he felt very uneasy each time when the people in the church pray. He shared with me that he felt so sinful. He has been attending the church but was still indulging in sin like smoking, as what he had been doing before, and other fleshly and worldly enjoyment. And they are being taught much about grace and forgiveness in the church. That it's okay, you know, even if you indulge in these things, it's still okay. You'll be forgiven. Even the leaders themselves are living in such kind of, with this such kind of lifestyle. Play, luxury, ungodliness and worldliness. Well, this mechanic has a correct understanding of what being Christ-like should be. And thank God for the opportunity to speak with him and to help him to see better that it is not okay. You have to make an effort to change by the help of the Holy Spirit, not to conform to the patterns of the world and the kind of lifestyle that you have been living in before you become a Christian. Yes, dear friends, are we transformed? Now, how are we transformed? The Apostle Paul adds that be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is by the renewing of your mind. And the word renewing here is the word for, it's the same word for renovation. Right? That means that we are to be changed by the renovation of our minds. I believe many of us are familiar with what renovation is, right? When you think of renovation, you might have seen a renovation work being done to some place before. And does it not like becoming new when it's been renovated and the change is complete, depending on how much the renovation is done? And sometimes it is so changed that you do not realize that it's actually the same place, the same room. So is your mind renewed? Is your mind renovated? If Christ were to look into your mind, will he notice a change from a reprobate mind to a renovated mind? If God sees into your mind, will it look like a worldly mind? Or will it look like a heavenly mind? How is your mind, dear friends? How is your thoughts life? What are your thoughts, your attitude, your intention, your purpose, your understanding and discernment perception in life? How do you reason in life? How do you look at life? What governs your thoughts and your attitude? Is there any evidence that you have a changed mind since that you have become a Christian? What are our ambitions in life? What guide is there in choosing our career? When it's time for you to choose a career or to switch jobs, what is your guidance? What house do you plan to buy or stay in? What car do you drive? What dress to wear? What course of study to do? And what book or what magazine to buy and to read? Even what kind of holiday to take? Yes, what school to send our children to? And yes, all these decisions that we have to make in life, are they affected by a renewed mind? A renovated mind? Before, we may be doing things as the world does. And we think and perceive in a worldly manner, in a selfish way, very self-centered and very much focused on pleasure-seeking. For some, you might have been very materialistic in life before. Yes, you want to climb up the career ladder as fast as possible and to be in charge of everybody, to be the number one in your office, to be on top of the world. The Bible warns us, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Be careful of that, of such truth, biblical truth. Or you might have been comparing yourselves with others to prove that you are better than others. But to your disappointment, there are many others better than you. And so because of that, you might end up in depression. The Bible warns us that it is not wise to measure ourselves with men's standards. Right? It is not men's standards that we should be measuring ourselves with, but rather it is God's standards. Are we doing things according to God's ways, acceptable in God's will? Since we are a new creation, we should not be doing things men's way anymore. We are transformed to do things differently from the people in the world, from the way that we have been in the world. We want to seek to glorify God in all things that we do. We want to point everything to God to glorify Him. We don't want to accept praises for ourselves, to honor for ourselves. We want to praise God. When people praise us or try to honor us, we point them to God, that it is the Lord God Almighty who is to be glorified. Yes, do we not sing before? All glory be to the Father before we start the worship. And truly, yes, in all things that we do in worship, it is all to the glory of God, right? Even in the singing and in the giving and in the preaching, it is all to the glory of God. And so in all things, whether we eat or drink, it should be all to the glory of God. And we can do this because our minds are renewed. We are transformed. Has our mind been renovated? Is there a change in our character, in our thinking, in our pursuits in life? We should be having a renewed mind to love spiritual truth and no more a reprobate mind to do those things that we ought not to be doing. Yes, we need a mind to perceive divine things, to recognize goodness and hating evil. Not a corrupt mind, destitute of truth, resisting the truth. No more a default and depraved mind, professing to know God but in works, denying Him, right? There are people, some who claim to be Christian and that they know God, but in their life, you find that, no, not so. They're actually denying God. Yes, they are still abominable, they are disobedient. And we should not be entertaining vain thoughts anymore, but rather let us be renewed in the spirit of our mind and put on the new man. Yes, we must be transformed. So changed that the Holy Spirit guides the renewed mind. The Holy Spirit affects the renewing of our mind. And we are saved according to God's mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. So there must be a renewal. Right? Even as we are regenerated from a sinner to become a saint, there must be a renewal in our lifestyle, in our thinking, in our pursuits in life. And so if our mind is not renewed, then it may be a sign, therefore, that the Holy Spirit is not indwelling in such a person, which means that such a person is not truly born again. So it is a serious matter, right? If we don't have a renewed mind in Christ Jesus, if you say that you are a believer, you are a Christian. So let us take heed, brethren, and learn not to be conformed to this world, but rather be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Because in so doing, as Paul says here, we will be able to prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes, when we have our minds transformed and are becoming more like Christ, we will want to do God's will. In fact, we will be doing God's will, right? Not our own will anymore as we live our life here on earth. And only as we are being transformed, then will we be able to also to know and also to do and to enjoy what God desires us to do. We will be able to know God's will and then to do it and then to be blessed by doing God's will. Knowing God's will, of course, isn't easy always, but it is possible if we willingly submit unto the Lord God Almighty, unto the Holy Spirit's guidance, and to depend upon the Lord God Almighty to help us. Only then can we know it, and then only then can we begin even more to do the more difficult tasks that God wants us to do. Even to be more consecrated to Him and to yield our life to serve Him, even to serve Him fully with our life. God's will is good. It is well-pleasing to God, and it is perfect to each believer. So believers who are being transformed, who know and do God's will, also discover what God plans for them. Whatever is good. Yes, our God is good, and all good things come down from the Father of light, and even if things that happen to our life may not be favorable, but if we know God's will, and we conform to God's way, to His will, we will understand that it is good for us. For all things work out for good. To those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. And so, yes, if we are to be transformed in our renewing of mind, and we know and we do God's will, we will discover that what God plans for us is good and is well-pleasing to God and is perfect for us. So, dear friends, let us learn to be more like our Master and to seek His help to live a Christian life, not conforming to our sinful ways before, but be transformed, to be changed by the renewing, the renovation of our minds. And may the Lord help us to be more like Him each day as we grow in a Christian life, to be more and more Christ-like and to be less and less, to let the old man in us to take control, but rather let the Holy Spirit take control of our life. May God help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, O Lord God Almighty, we pray Thee, Lord, to help us, even as Thy redeemed children, by the precious blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we belong to Thee. Help us, O God, that we may not live our life according to our own will and conforming to worldly lifestyles as what we had been before. But rather, O Lord, help us that we may be transformed. Yes, O Lord, even to live our life according to Thy holy will, to be acceptable before Thee. Grant us Thy grace and Thy strength to be renewed, O Lord, in our minds. May Thy Spirit indwelling in us enable us, O Lord, to cooperate with Thy will, to do things well-pleasing unto Thee. So, Lord, forgive us if we have not been transformed and still conforming, and may Thou help us even as we begin another new year in the Lord, to truly, Lord, yield our life to Thee and truly ask of Thee, Lord, to help us. that we may stop conforming, and, O Lord, that we may be transformed by the grace of Thy Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.